Let's take a look at the press review now. Dipti Gallohan joins me in the studio. Dipti, you're starting with a spate of gang warfare shootings in the Belgian capital of Brussels.
Yeah, that's right. It's so worrying that Politico has described it as being, quote someone as describing it as being like an episode out of the TV series The Wire. The shootings have involved Kalashnikovs. They've been very violent and really triggered by drug turf wars. Of course, massive amounts of cocaine and other illicit drugs are flooding through the port of Antwerp in the north. And the violence, it's believed, is part of efforts between gangs to win back certain territories. Now, what's happened is essentially, as you see on the front page of Le Soir, the Belgian paper here, there have been three shootings in just about the space of 24 hours this week, really rocking the Brussels. And as Le Soir reports, it's added to what was, quote, an interminable series of shootings in 2024. 89 such shootings took place. 9 people died. Dozens of people were also injured. It's completely unprecedented, and authorities are really at a loss at how to handle this. They've been holding emergency meetings to try and figure out how to stop the violence, but for the moment, there is simply no simple solution, the Belgian paper Le Soir says. And in its editorial here on the front page as well, the editor of the newspaper says that authorities must remain united in the face of an enemy that, I quote, we simply cannot control right now. And this, she says, is coming from the Belgian magistrate who declared an emergency situation while also saying that there are simply failures in the strategy thus far to fight against this rampant drug crime engulfing the Belgian capital.
All right, Dipti, we're moving on to Greece now, where a state of emergency has been declared as the island of Santorini is rocked by several earthquakes.
Yeah, that's right. It's been reported over the past days that Santorini has really been rocked by several earthquakes. It's here on the front. It's here in the coverage of this Greek newspaper here. Since January 26th, more than 7,700 earthquakes have been recorded in the region, most of them with a magnitude of over 1. Experts fear that Santorini, with its steep slopes, could be vulnerable to landslides. And this has really been the case in the past centuries. The state of emergency is in place until March. And really what's interesting is this article here from Le Temps, the Swiss paper, which says that it's very difficult right now to understand if this is really the seismic activities due to earthquakes or volcanic activity, because indeed Santorini was formed out of a powerful volcanic eruption in 1600 BC. So it's really hard to say what's causing all this activity right now.
All right, well, for some sports news now, rugby in particular, France is playing an all-important game in the Six Nations tomorrow against England at Twickenham Stadium.
Yeah, that's right. And France has a not-so-secret weapon in its captain, Antoine Dupont, the best player in the world, really. And that's not even the French papers who are saying that. It's the British press. There's a lot of admiration and accolades here. The Guardian calling him rugby's Messi. In this article, putting him in an elite sporting list alongside American football star Patrick Mahomes, Simone Biles, Formula One driver Max Verstappen, and Novak Djokovic. There is very much that sentiment of admiration in the British, in the Independent today, which looks at the mystifying qualities that make France's alien Antoine Dupont the best in the world. Well worth a read in the British dailies today.
And the sports pages of the French paper Le Figaro, meanwhile, are focusing on the financial woes of English rugby.
Yeah, it's something quite interesting that Le Figaro are talking about today, how England, which it's worth reminding, is the only Northern Hemisphere team to have won a World Cup. Yet the team has really suffered a lot of defeats over the past years. The pandemic in particular put a financial and structural dent into English rugby union, adding salt to injury. The historical, mythical Twickenham Stadium was renamed Allianz Stadium after they struck a deal with the German insurance giant. Moreover, top rugby clubs have been forced to shut down due to financial problems. The sport in England, at least, has also suffered from an ideological crisis. Sign-ups at club level are in free fall. in a country where, of course, football reigns. There are also concerns around traumatic brain injuries, the violent nature of rugby. And also, the sport has had quite a bit of trouble shaking off its image as a sport for, I quote, posh white boys.
All right, Dipti, lastly from you. A new study has finally determined the optimal time you need to cook an egg.
That's right, it's a challenge as old as time. I'll bring that picture up in a second. How to cook an egg, because cooking an egg, while on paper might seem simple, it's actually very complicated. The yolk, you tend to either overcook the yolk or undercook the white part. The yolk proteins cook at 65 degrees Celsius, while the white part of the egg cooks at 85 degrees Celsius. So therein lies the problem. The idea for testing came about after an Italian scientist found out that an Italian chef is charging 80 euros for what the chef calls a perfect boiled egg that involves cooking the white part and the yolk separately and then putting them together. So a group of Italian scientists set out to do their own research to find maybe a more cost-effective way. They've concluded that periodic cooking is the way to go. So basically it involves two pans and takes 32 minutes. You start with the egg in boiling water and then move it to a pan with warm water every 2 minutes. And this allows you to have the right consistency in both yolk and white. As proof of some of these techniques, some of the scientists themselves have adapted this method, and they say that it is really the best way to achieve the perfect consistency and taste of an egg.
Everybody loves a perfectly cooked egg, but I don't know who has time for a 32 minutes egg in the morning. Thank you very much for that, Dipti, for the look at the press.